As the economics of the news business change, you notice a thinner herd of people writing columns for the local paper. But our next guest does just that, and like anybody working in local journalism these days, he does a lot more as well. Mark Baker is the senior writer at the Register Guard in Eugene and the writer of the regular column Living Here. His base of operations had to change recently and temporarily as he traveled to eastern Oregon with a lot of other media people to cover the armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Harney County. We wanted to talk to Mark here anyway, but this certainly gives us a timely event to hook onto. Mark Baker, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Are you still over there?
No, we got back about midnight last night.
Some general impressions then about what you saw at the refuge. I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to process.
Wow, what a situation. We got there a bit later than we wanted to. We got there on Tuesday afternoon. And I didn't know what to expect. You know, I mean, there had been quite a few news reports so far. And, you know, you hear the words armed militia and, you know, people told us to be cautious and whatnot. And the first day we got up there, photographer Andy Nelson and I, there was, as always, there was a pickup truck parked blocking the main entrance down there. And there were some militant-looking guys standing around or sitting in the truck, and there was some media standing around. And of course, they'd already had the press conference we'd missed, but we just decided to walk down to the compound. Nobody stopped us, and we went down there, and we found Ryan Bundy down there and Lavoie Finicum, another one of their main spokespeople. And, you know, they were very approachable and very friendly, and, you know, we got a good interview after the press conference, and that's kind of the way it went the whole week, the 3 days we were there. Just a lot of media hanging around and a lot of maybe misinformation from the people in the town that are frightened and not sure what's going on and afraid to go out there or whatnot. But it's a situation that's getting more and more tense. Yesterday, we had just wrapped up our work, and we're about to head back to Eugene about 3 o'clock, and there was a tweet from the sheriff that he was meeting the Bundys at some undisclosed location, and then about 7 minutes later, he tweeted a map, and it was not at the refuge headquarters. It was on the other side, and so there was this almost comical race by the media to get to this site and figure out where it was.
Oh, a convoy formed up, did it?
And suddenly we were on this gravel road, and we didn't get there in time to see this very brief meeting, but then everybody went back to the refuge, and Ammon Bundy came out, and it was this very circus-like, somewhat tense situation around, you can see photos on our website today. And at the same time, Governor Brown had finally put out a statement saying, you know, you guys have to decamp or face the consequences, and he was completely unaware of that. So,
do you get the sense that there's a little bit of disagreement among the people in the takeover about what the message is here? Because I know it seems like there have been a couple of reports where one person said one thing and then one of the Bundys would contradict, or the thing a couple of days ago about, you know, transparency really helps us, and somebody else said, nope, we're not transparent today, get out of here.
Huh. No, I didn't get that sense. I wasn't up there that long, mm-hmm. but their message seemed to be pretty consistent. I guess, you know, talking to a couple of the guys on the fringe who I wasn't really sure who they were, it's starting to attract a lot of people who are just showing up.
Maybe
a little bit, but they seem pretty determined in what they want to do. I'm not sure if they know exactly what they've gotten themselves into. This has become such a big story nationwide. I mean, you've got Colbert and Seth Meyers making fun of it on their late-night talk shows, and I don't know what's going to happen with it.
We had a reporter from The Nation on the other day, too, talking about it. She's originally from Tillamook, so she covered the story, I think, coming back from her Christmas break in Oregon with her family. But asked her, and she didn't really know what the response was about. They must be aware at this point about some of the nasty stuff on social media and the jokes from the likes of Colbert, as you pointed out. What do they make of that, or have they said anything about that?
I think so. Mr. Bundy claimed to not have a Twitter account. He said somebody else was doing that for him, and he joked that I hear they're doing a pretty good job, and I didn't know if that meant that somebody had set up a fake account for him or he just had somebody else doing it. But, you know, they're down there in this compound, and I don't know what access they have to Facebook and all of that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the daily news conference is a regular thing. About 11 o'clock every morning, they have a briefing. Is that still?
Yeah, they come driving up or walking up this snow-packed road, and all the cameras assemble and fight for space, and it's quite the scene.
Andy probably appreciates having a still camera instead of having to lug around a video camera on a tripod and all that stuff.
Yeah, he had me shooting video with my iPhone, though. I mean, one day my hands were really, really cold because it was a longer press conference.
Yeah, it sounds quite raw out there. We're talking to Mark Baker from the Register Guard here in the Jefferson Exchange. We're going to talk a little more about his general work with the Living Here column and his work beyond just this story, but he is just back from the standoff. Not a standoff, I hear. Takeover. There's nobody standing off against them. Takeover at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Harney County, Oregon, 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So in sum, what are these guys taking from the fact that the sheriff has now said publicly twice and has said apparently right to them, you're not wanted here anymore, you should go home?
Oh, I think they're just being stubborn, and they think maybe they'll look silly if they just say, okay, we're sorry. You know, I think they really strongly believe in what they're doing. But again, I'm not sure if they realize what they've gotten themselves into. Their their father made news in 2014 for a similar situation, but he was even quoted by OPB as saying he thinks they should get out of there. He didn't even know they were going to do this, and he doesn't think it was too wise. I don't know. You know, we were there yesterday, and I asked. We asked them what they thought of this community meeting where everybody, you know, there were 500-600 people, and most of them sticking up their hands saying, when the sheriff said, how many of you want them to go, and most everybody stuck their hands up. Yet at that meeting, that community meeting, there were a lot of people who voiced some support or some understanding of what these guys are doing and some gratitude for them being there. You know, there's a lot of frustrated ranchers in this area that's economically depressed, and it's just a long, long history. And there's this has been going on for a long, long time, this movement and these thoughts, and I think there's a really good story to be dug up out there. That would take some doing.
Let's take a couple of calls here. We got Ann and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mark Baker from the Register Guard.
Yes, thank you. Why isn't more being made of that the Malheur Wildlife Refuge is the biggest tourist draw in Harney County? And secondly, why aren't these people being tourists, being called terrorists? Because they're depriving the rest of us of the use of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and they're taking away our rights to access that property. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. Mark, I know you're not the one making the decisions, but any reference to those?
Well, she makes a good point about the wildlife refuge. I think, you know, a situation like this story, it's still very new, and it's a tough job for a reporter to go up there and fight amongst other reporters and try to make sense of this and crank it out. So, you know, I found myself just having enough time to talk to the people who are talking now and get their words out. And, you know, maybe those kind of stories will come out later. Of course, I you know, looked a little bit online about the refuge and its history and the day the tribe, local Indian tribe up there had their press conference. They talked about the history of it and their ancestors being the first ones there. And I got more and more curious about it. There was a really good op-ed piece in the New York Times by a woman named Nancy Langston, who is a professor at some school in Michigan, who wrote a really thoughtful piece about its history and that. But Anne is absolutely right. There should be. And probably if you search online, you would find something about that. As far as calling them terrorists, I think that would be a pretty dangerous word to use. I heard people up there talking about that. These guys are terrorists. But again, you know, anybody can go up there and talk to these guys. You know, yesterday, we have a story, one of my stories on the front page today. This family just wandered up there. They were curious, and they just walked down. This 11-year-old boy from Fields, Oregon, which is in the very southern part of Harney County, just wanted to interview one of the Bundys for his school paper, The Desert Rat.
Oh, I saw that picture. It was a wonderful right. picture, yeah.
And these guys are, they'll talk to anybody. So terrorists, I don't know.
Let's take some more calls. We have Jamie in Medford on the line. Welcome, Jamie.
Yes, good morning, Jeffrey. Well, as I tried to explain to the screener, there's kind of this joke about guests who stick around too long and fish, they both start to stink after 3 days. Mm-hmm. And normally you could use the paper to cover the fish, but I guess in this case with the standoff, if you want to call it that, no amount of newspaper is going to cover these people, and so you can throw them away. So I'll just let the comment stand as it is, and I'll take the response of it off the air if I could.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate that. Paul in Grants Pass, you're on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mark Baker.
Good morning. A comment and a question. First of all, it's a mistake to make fun of these people. You know, they're practicing civil disobedience. I've done that in the past. Heck, we seized the president's office on the campus at Southern Oregon University years and years and years ago. I did that. I seized the governor's office with the union that I'm a part of years and years and years ago in Salem. So the art of civil disobedience in and of itself is something that people are motivated to do from time to time, and a grand tradition in American society. The question that I have and the concern that I have is that when the initial calls came out for this on social media, at least the social media I see, they were essentially calling for an armed insurrection rather than just an article of, you know, of civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. Did you see any evidence of that out there?
Okay, good question. Thanks for that, Paul.
I'm sorry, any evidence of?
Of an armed insurrection versus just civil disobedience.
Armed insurrection. Well, again, they're most of them are armed. You know, they're carrying their pistols or whatever. But which, you know, keeps you aware up there. But I think is it Paul?
Paul in Grants Pass, yeah.
Paul, I think Paul's right. They are practicing some sort of civil disobedience, and as far as being made fun of, I think that's just a part of our culture now. You know, I mean, this is fodder for late night TV, and with social media, you know, all these hashtags that are being created, Vanilla ISIS and Y'all Qaeda and all that stuff.
Right.
It's just the culture.
Okay,
let's we live in.
Let's go a little more broadly then and just talk about the general work of working at the Register Guard these days. I mean, are you a fairly rare breed now, a guy with a regular column at a paper in a small city?
Man, I don't know. And you know, this is a job that replaced what Bob Welch did at the paper, who was mm-hmm. our general columnist for 14 years. And that's the job I always wanted to have. And they're not exactly columns, you know. They're more feature pieces mm-hmm. with a label called Living Here. Some people call them columns, but it's really more feature writing or news feature writing. I certainly feel grateful to have the job. It's a lot of fun, and to get to go out and tell people stories, which is what I love to do.
Mm-hmm. Is it entirely, Mark, your decision what the column's going to be about? I mean, you have some editorial input there, too?
There's a lot of freedom there, mm-hmm. But no, anything I do has got to be run by my editor, and maybe a little more, certainly more freedom than a brand-new reporter on a city beat would have, mm-hmm. But not entirely. I can't think of too many things that I've pitched that I didn't get to write about.
The fun column you had on Christmas Day about December 25th is a day like no other, except when it is. A lot of fun to read, must have been fun to write, but oh man, the amount of research that must have gone into that, although a lot easier, obviously, in the internet age.
Right. Yeah, I basically just Googled this day in history mm-hmm. To get a lot of that stuff. And you know, there's a lot. lot of pressure with writing a piece like this. You know, you got to keep it going and coming up with ideas, and that was actually a pretty last-minute idea to come up with something. But I think one of my advantages is I grew up here in Eugene, and you know, grew up with the family paper, and so I know some of the history. So I remembered that Moe's incident happened on Christmas Day. It burned down on Christmas Day.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. Some of the stuff you've had to cover over the years, obviously things that can get very serious in addition to the more lighthearted stuff. And you had the Umpqua Community College shooting this past year. Were you at the Register Guard when the Thurston High School shooting happened in Springfield in the 90s?
No, I was in a place called Glens Falls, New York, for a sports writing job.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother Dave is the managing editor of the paper, and he was an assistant managing editor at the time. And I remember we spoke on the phone that day. But I was certainly very affected by that, having grown up and gone to South Eugene High School.
But there must be days
when... So when this thing happened in Roseburg on October 1st, it was very reminiscent of that.
True, true. What do you think some of the big stories are going to be this coming year?
As far as I'm going to write or just in general for...
Well, yeah, you'll write. Yeah, let's leave it at that way. You're going to write.
Oh, heck, I never know what I'm going to write. I'm certainly curious about the situation in Burns and want to go back there. It's a big year, though. I mean, it's an election year and an Olympic year, and we're going to need a new mayor here.
Right. Well, particularly
stepping down.
So let me ask this before we go, though, about election years, about whether you relish them or dread them, because there is a lot of work, but boy, there's a lot of stuff you got to kind of duck, a lot of mudslinging back and forth, for example.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to be a reporter who was writing a lot of the stories, but. From my perspective, I love it. It's exciting. You know, the national situation is going to be very exciting with Trump and Hillary and whoever else is in there. And,
no doubt. Well, always something to cover and always expecting to see something from Mark Baker on it. Mark Baker is the senior writer at the Register Guard, writes the Living Here pieces. Mark, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
All right, take care.